the worship team unto Jesus. Thank you. You can be seated.
Varsågod, sitt ned.
Good to see everyone.
Det är gott att se alla sammen.
So it looks like we continue to make room bigger and bigger.
Det ser ut som vi trenger å gjøre mer og mer plass.
Not long ago.
For ikke så lenge siden.
And recently I'm doing some expansion work in my house.
Så gjorde jeg noen sånn fornyelse og utvidet i huset mitt.
And the builder, when he came the first time, we are going around my house.
Og da entreprenøren gikk rundt i huset mitt første gangen.
And I showed him that I want to build more into here and there.
Og så sa jeg at jeg vil gjerne bygge utvide den veien og den veien.
And he said to me, you are a family of five, right?
Så sier han, du jo en familie på fem, ikke sant?
I think you have enough space already.
Jeg har ikke du nok plass allerede da?
I said yes, I do.
Ja, jeg har det, sa jeg.
But I want to make room for more.
Men jeg trenger gjøre plass for mer.
I need more space.
Jeg må ha mer rom.
So today.
Så I dag.
We're going to make room for more.
Så skal vi lage plass for fler.
So that's our topic for today.
Og det rett og slett vårt tema I dag.
Make room for two.
Lag plass for to.
Make room for two.
Gjør rom for to.
You see, all of us in our workplaces, sometimes we take more responsibilities, right?
Noen ganger på våre arbeidsplasser så tar vi kanskje på oss mer ansvar.
Initially, it doesn't come so easily.
Og utgangspunktet så kommer ikke det av seg selv.
But we try to just make the space.
Men vi prøver liksom å lage rommet.
And we accommodate more.
Og så slik at vi kan skape mer rom.
So the same thing it is even as a student.
Som studenter.
Sometimes you know that if I take this number of three courses, I am good.
Så vet jag att hvis jag tar disse tre kursene här så är jag I mål.
But sometimes you go and borrow one more and add to that.
Men några gånger så tar vi ett kurs extra på toppen av det.
Because you think you have the capacity.
För vi tänker att ja men jag har ju kapaciteten.
So you made room for it.
Så du lager rum för det.
The way we do it in the physical.
Och det är sån gör det I det fysiska.
That is also how we do it in the spiritual.
Men så är det också I det andliga.
So we can also make room for more in our spiritual lives.
Så vi kan lage rum för mer I vårt andliga liv.
Because we have the capacity.
För vi har kapaciteten.
Let's open our Bibles.
Låt oss öppna våra biblar.
John chapter 2.
Johannes kapitel 2.
We're going to read from 13 to 20.
Vi ska läsa verserna 13 till 20.
Ja, yeah. Tom, can you read?
Det var då like før jødenes påskefest, og Jesus dro opp til Jerusalem. På tempelplassen fant han dem som solgte okser, sauer og duer, og pengevekslere som satt der. Da laget han seg en svepe av tau, og drev dem alle ut av helligdommen. Og sauene og oksene deres med ham. Han strødde pengevekslernes mynter utover og veltet bordene deres, og til den som solgte duer sa han, «Få dette bort, gjør ikke min fars hus til et markedsplass.» Disiplene hans husket at det står skrevet, «Brennende iver for ditt hus skal fortære meg.» Da tok jødene til ord og spurte ham, «Kan du vise oss et tegn på at du har rett til å gjøre dette?» Jesus svarte, «Riv ned dette tempelet, og jeg skal reise det opp igjen på tre dager.» «I 46 år har de bygget på dette tempelet, og du vil reise det opp igjen på tre dager», sa de. Ja.
Amen. You know, sometimes when we read certain verses or chapters in the Bible,
noen ganger når vi leser sånne vers som det her I Bibelen,
we try to make a conclusion in our minds.
Så prøver vi liksom konkludere og forstå dette her I tankene våre.
You know, when we read a chapter like this, we tend to think, what is wrong with the Jews?
Når vi leser det her, så tenker vi, ja, hva det som galt med jødene her?
They were selling animals and they're changing money in the temple.
De selger dyr og de har pengevekslere I tempelet.
And it looked like Jesus was angry.
Og det virker som om Jesus var sint.
It's not many times that you see Jesus behave like someone who is a bit angry.
Det ikke sånn at du leser ofte om at Jesus sint på denne måten.
So what was wrong with him this time?
Så hva feil med han denne gangen?
Jesus is usually not known to be angry or to, you know, show those kind of expressions.
Så Jesus han går ikke rundt vanligvis og sint på denne måten og viser det.
But this time he made a whip of cord and chased people out of the temple.
Men denne gangen så laget han en svepen pisk og så jaget han pengevekslerne.
The Bible did not say Jesus was angry.
Bibelen sier ikke at han var sint.
But what happened here does not show an attitude of a man who was very happy.
Men Jesus viser ikke akkurat en glad side her.
So but think of the people who are selling and changing money in the temple.
Så tenk på menneskene som holdt på å selge og veksle penger I tempelet her.
It's good to get a bit of the background, right?
Det greit å vite litt om bakgrunnen her.
So we don't just conclude and judge them straight away.
Slik at ikke vi bare dømmer dem med en gang.
Now the way it works back then.
For sånn det var på den tiden.
Is that every year?
Var at hvert år.
During the feast period of Passover.
I påskeperioden.
Every male Jew, every male, every man.
Så skulle en hver mannlig jøde.
You have to go to the temple to pay a temple tax.
Gå til tempelet for å betale en tempelskatt.
And this tax, you have to pay it in temple coin.
Og denne tempelskatten måtte du betale I tempelmynt.
So remember that the Jews were living everywhere.
Du vet at jødene levde overalt.
So some of them have Greek coin.
Noen av dem hadde greske mynter.
Some have Roman coin.
Noen hadde romerske mynter.
They have to come to the temple to give tax in temple coin.
Og de måtte gi altså sin tiendegave I tempelenheten.
So they have to change the money.
Så de måtte veksle.
So it makes it convenient that there should be people who are changing money, right?
Så det var jo da veldig greit at det var mulighet for å veksle da I tempelet.
So what is wrong with that?
Så hva feil med det?
It was right.
Det var jo riktig.
It's like if you come in from abroad, maybe from the US or Euro, and you have US dollar and euros in your pocket, right?
Ja, hvis du kommer fra USA eller så trenger du å veksle fra dollar til euro.
And then you come into Norway.
Og så kommer du til Norge.
You have to change it to Norwegian kroner to be able to use it.
Så må du jo veksle til norske kroner for å få brukt det.
So what is wrong with that?
Så hva feil med det?
So why was Jesus so a bit mad?
Hvorfor var Jesus sint på dette?
Besides, there were animals in the temple that were sold.
Og så var det dyr som ble solgt også.
And the rule is that when you want to make a sacrifice with these animals,
og sånn var det at når du skulle bringe fram offre med
disse
dyrene,
they have to be animals without blemish according to the law.
Så måtte det være feilfrie I forhold til loven.
They have to be clean animals.
Det måtte være rene dyr.
And so it happens that people who already have these animals bring them to the temple.
Så det var jo slik at folk som kanskje hadde dyr og brakte dem til tempelet.
The priest already approved them.
Så hadde altså presten allerede godkjent offerene.
So again, it's for convenience.
Så igjen, det var greit.
So if it's me that want to make sacrifice of a sheep.
Så hvis det var meg som skulle bringe en sau som offer.
I would be more comfortable going to the temple to buy one that is already approved by the priest.
Så var det greit å kjøpe et som allerede var godkjent.
So it all makes sense that there's need to have animals within the temple area so that people can just buy easily.
Så alt det her var jo egentlig veldig greit at man kunne få kjøpe det.
But something did not sit right with Jesus.
Men det var noe av det her som ikke falt I god jord hos Jesus.
Jesus did not approve of all of that.
Han godkjente ikke det her.
So people, we can accuse those people. Maybe they were charging very high prices. Maybe.
Vi kan kanskje tenke at de tok veldig høye priser for det som de solgte.
We don't know.
Vi vet ikke.
But if it is true.
For hvis det slik,
Jesus could have actually go to them and say, "You are charging high prices."
Så kunne Jesus ha sagt det at dere tar for mye.
So what made Jesus so angry?
Så hvorfor ble Jesus tydeligvis sint?
Imagine him turning up the tables.
Se deg for at han velte bordene.
Just think of the chaos going on.
Tenk på det kaoset som skjer her.
So imagine if someone comes in here and begin to turn things upside down here.
Tenk om noen skulle bare komme her og bare snu stoler og alt sammen på hodet her.
I know that we can be very quiet and calm in Norway. I know we can be very quiet and calm in Norway.
Jeg vet at vi kan være veldig stillfarne I Norge.
But this is Middle East.
Men det her var Midtøsten.
Where people talk in very loud voice.
Hvor folk snakker med veldig høy
stemme. Just like Africa.
Akkurat som Afrika.
So just think of the chaos going on.
Så bare tenk deg på kaoset her.
And Jesus was busy chasing people out and turning things upside down.
Og Jesus han var travelt opptatt med å bare snu alt på hodet her.
And a lot of argument must be going on.
Og så var det sikkert en del krangling.
And maybe some of them had the courage to say, "On whose authority are you doing this?"
Og så hadde noen kanskje mot til å si at med hvilken autoritet det du gjør det?
Who gave you the power to be doing all this?
Hvem har gitt deg makt til å gjøre alt det her?
I imagine Jesus pointing to himself.
Og se hvordan Jesus kanskje da peker på seg selv.
Saying to them.
Så sier han til dem.
Destroy this temple.
Riv ned dette tempelet.
And in 3 days I will build it again.
Och på 3 dagar ska jag resa det
upp igen. This answer does not even help matters at all.
Detta här svaret gav inte mening.
You think this was an answer expected by people that were there in the temple? You think this answer was the best answer Jesus could give?
Tror du att detta var det bästa svaret Jesus kunde ha gett?
I don't think that answer was very helpful.
Detta svaret var inte särskilt hjälpfullt.
It will make the noise even the more.
Det ville bara skapa mer stöj.
It took the whole nation of Israel 46 years to build the temple.
Det tog alltså hela nationen Israel 46 år att bygga templet.
This son of Joseph and Mary is claiming that he's going to build it in 3 days.
Och så säger alltså sönt till Josef och Maria att han ska bygga upp en på 3 dagar.
That sounds like blasphemy.
Det hörs ut som blasfemi.
I believe that's what the priest may think when they hear Jesus say that.
Och det var kanske det prästen också tänkte när de hörte Jesus säga.
So what made Jesus a bit angry?
Så vad var det som upprörde Jesus?
The temple is a place of worship.
Templet är stället för lovprisning.
It is not a place of merchandise.
Det är inte för market.
It is not a place to sell things, animals and things of worship.
Det var inte ett ställe för att sälja dyr och allt det.
They could have been changing the money and selling things outside the temple somewhere else.
De kunde ha gjort växlingen och köpen ett annat ställe utanom templet.
It's not a problem for Jesus.
Det hade inte varit något problem för
Jesus. But not inside the temple.
Men inte I templet.
He said destroy this temple.
Han sa ödelägg detta templet.
And in 3 days.
Och I 3 dagar.
I will build it up.
På 3 dagar ska jag bygga det.
The temple is not the building.
Templet är inte byggningen.
Jesus was referring to himself.
Han snackade ju om sig själv.
And Jesus was referring to all of us.
Och Jesus refererade till oss alla samman.
The temple is you and I.
För templet är du och mig.
Because the temple is the dwelling place of the Almighty God.
För att templet är det stället där Guds närvaro vilar.
Jesus recognizes that his body is the temple. He recognizes that his body is the temple.
Han anerkände att kroppen var templet.
And he wants all of us, all the people who are listening, to recognize that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Och han vill att vi alla ska igenkänna och förstå att vårt tempel eller vårt kropp är ett ställe för Gud, ett tempel.
And we have to make room for ourselves in this temple.
Och vi tränger och lager rum I det här templet.
We have to make room in our heart to be able to worship him.
Vi måste ha rum I detta templet vårt för att kunna tillbe ham.
The temple is the human body.
För templet är den mänskekroppen.
With spirit, soul and body.
Med ond, själ och kropp.
It is where God dwells.
Där vår Gud närvaro är.
Because I am the temple.
För jag är templet.
You are the temple.
Du är templet.
That is what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6.
Det är det Paulus säger I 1 Korinthierbrev 6.
Say, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
Vet du inte att din legeme är ett tempel för den helige ande?
And when you go further in verse 20.
Och när han går vidare I vers 20.
He said this temple was bought with a price.
Så säger han att det blev dyrt köpt.
It cost something.
Det kostade något.
The temple you see today, we wear today, cost something.
Det templet, den kroppen som du har idag, kostade något.
It cost the Son of God to die for us to have this temple.
Det kostade Guds son, hans död, för att vi skulle ha den här kroppen.
So we are all bought with a price.
Så vi är alla köpt. Med en pris.
Meaning that we don't have to run your life just the way you want it.
Det betyder att du kan inte bara leva livet ditt akkurat så som du vill.
Meaning that sometimes we don't have to make the ultimate decisions just by ourselves.
Några gånger så behöver vi att ta stora beslutningar inte bara på och för oss själva.
So we have to make room for the temple for Jesus to dwell in here.
Så vi tränger och skapa det rummet inne här för att Guds för att Jesus ska kunna vara där.
We are the temple.
Vi är templet.
It's not only that we are the temple. It's not only we are the temple.
Det är inte bara det att vi är templet.
We are the living sacrifice.
Vi är det levande offret.
You see, the people came to buy animals to sacrifice.
Då människor kom och köpte offret som dyr som offer.
But we are the living sacrifices ourselves.
Men vi är själv det levande offret.
And that is what Paul says in the book of Romans.
Och det är det Romarbrevet säger.
Romans 12:1.
Romarna 12:1.
He said, "I beseech you, therefore."
Därför förmanar jag er alltså bröder.
Brethren.
Brødre,
by the mercies of God,
det Guds miskunn,
that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Att dere fremstiller deres legemer som et hellig offer.
The greatest sacrifice that pleases God is nothing but our lives.
Det hellige offret er våre liv.
The very day you give your life to Christ,
når du gir ditt liv til Jesus,
you become a living sacrifice to him.
Så blir du ett levende offer.
So you have to give room in this temple.
Så du trenger å gi rom i dette tempelet.
And surrender this living sacrifice unto him.
Og overgi dette levende offeret til ham.
All we need is to give in.
Så alt det vi trenger å på en måte gi opp.
To make room for him.
Og skape rom for ham.
As we surrender to God.
I det vi overgir oss til ham.
We become his property.
Og blir hans eiendom.
So we have to give him room to use us the way he wants.
Så vi trenger å gi ham rom for å kunne la ham få bruke oss slik han vil.
You know, just as Jesus went in and cleansed the temple so that people could come and worship.
Akkurat slik som Jesus kom inn i tempelet og renset tempelet slik at det kunne være et sted for lovprisning.
As we give room to him,
når vi gir rom for
ham, he comes in,
så kommer han inn.
He cleanses our heart and our souls.
Og så renser han våre hjerte og vår sjel.
He purifies our mind.
Han helliggjør våre tanker og sinn.
So that we become that holy temple that where God dwells.
Slik at vi kan være det hellige tempelet hvor hans nærvær hviler.
We become the living sacrifice.
Vi kan bli det her levende offeret.
All we need is just to make room.
Alt det vi trenger å gi ham rom.
We also to make room for others.
Vi trenger også å gi rom for andre mennesker.
If you remember the Bible text we read.
Hvis du husker bibelteksten som vi leste.
People were selling things inside the temple.
Hvor vi om dem inn I tempelet.
And maybe there were animals in the courtyard of the temple as well.
Så var det kanskje dyr I gangene langs tempelet.
Now usually in those days.
Og vanligvis I de dagene.
The Jews they go inside the temple just like here. They come inside the temple to worship.
Så kommer jødene inn I tempelet for å tilbe.
The priests they go inside the holy of holies.
Og de prestene de gikk inn I det hellige og de aller helligste.
And then the Gentiles they stay in the courtyard of the temple.
Mens hedningene alle ikke-jøder var liksom utenfor.
Just like out there.
Akkurat som ute på
parkeringsplassen. So that is the place meant for the Gentiles to worship.
Så det var liksom der hedningene fikk være.
Why the Jews come inside the temple?
Mens jødene fikk komme inn I tempelet.
Jesus was angry because the place meant for the Gentiles to worship was filled with animals.
Och Jesus var sint fordi at det rummet som hedningene skulle ha var ju fyllt av dyr.
God has made provision for the Gentiles to worship, not only the Jews.
Jesus, Gud hade skapat rum också för hedningarna att kunna tillbe, inte bara för judarna.
But it was filled with market men and women who were selling and changing money.
Men det var fyllt alltså av markedskrafterna.
And sometimes that is how it is with us. That is how it could be with us as Christians.
Kan også bli med oss også.
We have to make room for others who are yet to know him.
Vi trenger å skape oss rom for oss for andre som ønsker å lære kjenne ham.
We have to create space within our surroundings for them who do not yet know Jesus.
Vi trenger å skape rom I våre omgivelser for de som ennå ikke kjenner ham.
We have to give space in our surroundings so that others will come to experience and worship him.
Vi trenger å skape rom for dem som ønsker å komme og tilbe og lære kjenne ham.
It is easy to blame and condemn others.
Det så lett å fordømme og andre mennesker.
But when we make room for them.
Men når vi lager rom for dem.
They come closer.
Så kommer de tettere på.
They can experience what we are experiencing.
Og så kan de få oppleve det som vi opplever.
So make room for others in your heart.
Så skap rom for andre I hjertet ditt.
Make room for others in your calendars.
Skap rom for andre I kalenderen din.
Make room for others in your homes.
Lag rom for andre I hjemmet ditt.
You know, sometimes I begin to realize how much people have made room for me.
Jeg har tenkt noen ganger på hvordan andre mennesker har skapt rom for meg I sitt liv.
People have given me their time.
Folk har gitt meg sin tid.
They say it is my time, but you have it.
De har sagt det min tid, men du får det.
People have given me their forgiveness.
De har gitt meg sin tilgivelse.
They say you have wronged me, but I forgive you.
De sier at du har gjort vondt mot meg, men jeg tilgir
deg. People have stood up.
Folk har stått opp,
so that I can sit and have rest.
Slik at jeg kan få sete og
in times of sorrow, in times of sorrow and difficulties.
Og I tider med vanskeligheter.
People have given me their comfort.
Så har folk gitt meg sin trøst.
They have made room for me.
De har skapt rom for meg.
That is what we do as Christians.
Det det vi gjør som kristne.
You may notice that it's not easy for it's not common to see Jesus being angry as we saw seen in several stories in the Bible.
Det jo ikke vanlig for oss å se Jesus opprørt sånn som vi ser her I denne historien.
The only time we see Jesus show some level of anger is when people are prevented from coming to him.
Den tiden hvor vi ser hvor Jesus blir opprørt, det når folk blir hindret fra like, å komme til ham.
Like the Gentiles being prevented from coming to worship because of animals.
Slik som hedningene mistet sitt sted å være fordi at det var fylt I stedet med dyr.
So let us all make room in our lives.
Så la oss skape rom I livene våre.
So that we can accommodate more to know him.
Så vi kan ta imot flere som kan møte ham.
Sometimes making room for others is not always easy.
Og det å skape rom for andre jo ikke alltid så enkelt.
Sometimes it could be misunderstood as well.
Det kan være
it could be misunderstood.
Det kan bli til og med misforstått.
I remember many years ago.
Jeg husker for mange år siden.
As a student.
Som en student.
I was in a bus.
Så var jeg I en buss.
I was going to the city center.
Jeg skulle til sentrum.
And the bus was filled up to the brim.
Og bussen var fylt opp med folk.
But I was lucky I was one of those sitting down.
Men jeg var en av de heldige som hadde fått et sete.
And this old lady was standing beside me.
Og så var det en dame som sto ved siden av meg.
And then you know from my typical African mentality.
Og jeg vet fra min afrikanske mentalitet.
I stood up and said, "Hey, ma, you can sit."
Og så sa jeg, "Hei, du kan ta mitt sete."
She looked at me.
Og så så hun på meg.
She said, "I am not old."
Så sa hun, "Jeg ikke gammel."
And she said it in English so that I would understand.
Og hun sa det engelsk så jeg helt sikkert skulle forstå det.
So it wasn't easy trying to make a room.
Og det var ikke veldig enkelt å lage rom.
And sometimes we can experience that.
Og noen ganger kan vi erfare det.
But that shouldn't stop us from making room for others.
Men sånne ting bør ikke hindre oss fra å lage rom for andre.
Because when we do,
for når vi gjør det,
we create the opportunity to make the world a better place.
Så vi med og bidrar til at verden blir et bedre sted.
We create the opportunity to make the kingdom of God expand here on earth.
Vi är med på att skapa rum för Guds rike I denna världen.
Paul actually calls us.
Paulus han kallar oss.
Paul actually calls us. He said to us in the book of Philippians.
Och han säger I Filipperbrevet.
Philippians 2:4.
I Filipperbrevet kapitel 2 och vers 4.
He said, let each of us look not only to his own interest.
Tänk inte bara på deras eget bästa.
But also to the interest of others.
Men också på de andra.
When we make room for others,
når vi lager rum for andre,
we may be the only Bible some people will ever read.
Så blir vi de karlene som trengs.
When we make room for others,
når vi lager rum for andre,
we light the candle in a dark world.
Så tänder vi ett ljus I en mörk världen.
Jesus made room for everyone.
Jesus han laget rum för alla.
He made room for the poor.
Han laget rum för de fattiga.
He made room for the rich.
Han laget rum för de rika.
He made room for children.
Han laget rum för barn.
He made room even for those who betrayed him.
Han laget till och med rum för de som förnekade.
He made room for strangers. He made room for strangers.
Han gav rum för främmande.
Which is his ministry.
Som hans tjeneste.
And that is our ministry.
Och det också vår tjänsteuppgave.
He calls us to make room for everyone.
Han kallar oss till att göra rum för alla.
And that is what Christianity is all about.
Och det är det kristna livet handlar om.
So many ways we can make room for people.
Det är så många måter vi kan göra rum för andra.
We pray for them who are yet to be saved.
Vi ber för de som inte är kristna
än. We ask for opportunity so that whenever we meet them we know what to say and how to say it.
Vi ber om anledning till att kunna veta vad vi ska si och hur vi ska si ting.
So let us continue to make room for everyone.
Så la oss fortsätta att skapa rum för alla.
Because while we were still sinners.
För mens vi ännu var syndare.
Room was made for us.
Så skapte Gud rum för dig och mig.
He loved not because we loved because he loved us first.
Vi älskar för att han elsket oss først.
I'm going to share a story with you.
Jeg skal dele en historie med deg.
It's a story that I believe some I have maybe have shared it here before.
Jeg har muligens fortalt den før.
Maybe somewhere else.
Eller et annet sted.
You know, I'm from Nigeria. For those who don't know.
Jeg fra Nigeria. For dere som ikke vet det.
And we were told this story when I was very young.
Og jeg ble fortalt denne historien da jeg var ung.
We were told this. We call it the story of a professor.
Jeg kaller den for lærerens historie.
So it happened that way back in the days, maybe in the 19th century or something.
Det var på 90-tallet eller noe.
And as most of you know, Nigeria was colonized by Britain.
Og vi vet at det var en Nigeria var en britisk koloni.
So the typical thing is that if you are intelligent,
så det typiske var at hvis du var intelligent,
you can go to Britain to study free.
Så fikk du studere gratis I England.
And this young man.
Och den där unge mannen.
He got admission to go to study in Oxford University.
Han fick anledningen till att studera på Oxford universitet.
Everything was paid for.
Allt var betalt för.
He only need to pay for the transport to Britain.
Han måste bara betala för transporten till Britannia.
And then there was no aeroplane then.
Och den gången var det inte något fly.
It is only a boat.
Det var bara båt.
The ship.
Det var skeppen.
So this man had no money.
Så det var så han hade inte några pengar.
He went to the village.
Han gick till landsbyen.
And money was contributed for him.
Pengar blev samlat in för han.
So he managed to pay.
Så han klarte å betale.
But after paying, he had just small money left.
Men han hadde bare litt penger til overs.
He managed to just buy two packs of crackers biscuits.
Og så fikk han kjøpt da to kjeks.
So that was the only money left. He managed to buy only two.
Så med de pengene han hadde igjen, bare to kjeks.
And he said when because his intention was to have money to eat while traveling.
Så tanken var å ha niste på veien.
But there was no more money.
Men det var ikke penger igjen.
So on the day of the trip, he went into the boat.
Så på dagen så gikk han på båten.
He went into his cabin.
Så gikk han ned i kajuten sin.
And then they sailed to England.
Og så var han på vei til England.
Now usually it took like 2-3 weeks. I don't know how long it took.
Det vet ikke hvor lang tid det tok. 2-3 uker.
And when it is time for breakfast.
Og da det var tid for frokost.
The guy who is sharing the room with him.
Så det han som delte rom med ham.
He said, "Let's go for breakfast."
Han sa, "Kom, la oss spise frokost."
This man, we said, "No, I'm fine. I'm okay."
Han andre sa, "Nei, nei, jeg har det fint."
When everybody's gone.
Så da alle hadde gått.
He will eat his crackers, biscuit, and drink water.
Så spiste han kjeksen sin og så drakk han vann.
So the same thing happened for lunch, for dinner.
Og det samme det skjedde til lunch
and every day. And every day.
Og hver dag.
And on the last day when they arrived in England.
Og da de hadde kommet fram til England.
His roommate said to him, "I have never seen you come to eat."
Så sier han romkameraten at jeg har ikke sett at du har spist noen ting.
He said, "You know, I do not have money to pay."
Nei, jeg hadde ikke noe å betale med.
And the man said to him.
Og mannen sa til ham,
"Did you pay for the transport?"
Ja, men da betalte du said, for yes, turen? Ja.
Yes, I paid.
Ja, jeg gjorde det.
He said, "Oh no."
Oh, nei.
You know what? When you pay for the transport.
Når du betaler for transporten.
Everything is included.
Så alt inkludert.
Food, everything is part of the transport.
Mat, alt inkludert I reisen.
You know, and if you are the one, what are you going to do?
Og hvis vi
And that was the last day.
Og det her var på siste dag.
So he has been going empty stomach for weeks.
Så han hadde gått med tom mage for uker.
Not knowing that everything is already paid for.
Uten å vite at det allerede betalt for.
And that is how some of us tend to live our Christian lives.
Og sånn det noen av oss kan også leve våre kristne liv.
One of the greatest messages I have heard in this church many years ago.
Det en av de beste prekenene jeg har hørt I denne kirken for mange år siden.
Many years ago was Anfin.
Det var Anfin.
It was called All I Included.
Alt inkludert.
I don't know if Anfin will remember.
Jeg vet ikke om han husker.
It was more than 10 years ago.
Det mer enn 10 år siden.
Everything is included.
Alt inkludert.
Everything is paid for.
Alt betalt for.
We have to make room for it to access it.
Vi trenger å lage rom for det for
one
å kunne komme inn I det.
One thing with us Christians sometimes.
Det som med oss kristne noen ganger.
We think that Jesus just died for our sins.
Så tenker vi at Jesus døde bare for våre synder.
That is true.
Det sant.
But there is more to that.
Men det mer til
Everything
det.
Is involved.
Alt som
it's not only the sin.
Det ikke bare synden.
We are on our way to eternal condemnation.
Vi på vei til total ødele eller fordømmelse.
And he showed up.
Og så kom Jesus.
He transported us to eternal glory.
Og så flyttet han oss til evig herlighet.
But what he offered is beyond transport.
Men det han ga oss var mer enn transporten.
It is not just a boat ride.
Det var ikke
It's not only
det var ikke bare båtturen.
Everything is part of it in the transport.
Alt inkludert I transporten.
Yeah. Ephesians 1.
Efeserbrevet 1.
Ephesians 1 says.
Sier I kapittel 1.
He said, "Blessed be the God of our Father."
Velsignet Gud.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Vår Herre Jesus
Kristus. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
Han som I Kristus har velsignet oss med all åndens velsignelse.
With every spiritual blessing.
All åndens velsignelse.
Forgiveness of sins. Amen. So it is not only sin alone that Jesus Christ paid for.
Så det ikke bare synden han betalte for.
He paid for the healing.
Han betalte for helbredelsen.
He paid for riches.
Han betalte for rikdommen.
He paid for power.
Han betalte for kraften.
He paid for authority over demons.
Han betalte for autoriteten over demoner.
He paid for adoption.
Han ga oss barnekår.
He paid for justification.
Han ga oss rettferdighet.
Everything is part of the package.
Alt en del av pakken.
But you have to make room for him to
Men
come in.
Men du må skape rom.
For you to access it.
For å få tak I det.
You have to open up the heart to access all this full package.
Du må ta opp ditt hjerte slik at hele pakken kan få plass.
Don't cherry pick.
Ikke bare del og ta noe.
You know, some of us we do like the Nigerian man going to England.
Vi gjør litt sånn som den nigerianske mannen på vei til England.
We pick one.
Vi tar en.
And then ignorantly leave the rest.
Og så ignorerer vi resten.
But this is a full package deal.
Men det en full pakke der.
Everything is inside.
Alt som I det.
We have to make room in our heart to access all.
Så må vi skape rom I vår hjerte for
we
å få tilgangen
til det.
We have
to open up to take access of the full package.
Vi trenger å ha gi tilgang til fulle
pakken. It does not have limits.
Ikke bare begrenset.
Jesus Christ says.
Jesus sa.
With man.
Med menneske.
Nothing can be done.
Så kan ingenting
but
bli gjort.
With God,
men med Gud,
nothing is impossible.
Så ingenting
what
umulig.
What is it that is holding us back from accessing all?
Hva det som holder oss tilbake fra å få eierskap til det?
It's mostly in our heart.
Det det meste fleste fall I
hjertet vårt. It's mostly in our mind.
Våre tanker.
Not long ago.
Ikke lenge siden.
Just toward the end of the year.
I slutten av året.
I took on more responsibility in my workplace.
Så tok jeg på meg mer arbeid på arbeidsplassen min.
And when my boss called me to discuss about it.
Og da min sjef tok kontakt med meg for å snakke om det her.
So I thought he wanted me to leave what I'm doing to do the next one.
Så trodde jeg at han ville at jeg skulle overgi det jeg allerede gjorde til en annen etterfølger.
So I tried to protest.
Så jeg prøvde å protestere.
I tried to say I still like this one I'm doing. I need to still grow it up a little bit more.
Jeg har lyst til å holde fast ved det jeg allerede gjør. Jeg har lyst til å si at det vokser litt mer.
He said, I know.
Ja, han sa, jeg vet det.
I'm not asking you to leave it.
Jeg ber deg ikke om å slutte med det.
Just stretch out your right hand and grab the other one.
Jeg har lyst til at du bare skal gjøre det, strekke ut høyre hånda di og gjøre det andre I tillegg.
I said, ah, that's a lot.
Oh, det jo mye, sa jeg.
He said, make room for it.
Han sa, ja, men bare lag rom for
you
det,
have the capacity.
Du har kapasiteten.
And that is what we all do.
Og det det vi alle gjør.
We all have the capacity inside here.
Vi har alle kapaciteten här inne.
All we need is just to make the room.
Vi trenger bare å skape rommet.
Create the opportunity.
Och skapa anledningen.
Make it intentional.
Gör det bevisst.
I know we have all written our new year resolutions and already running with it.
Vi har kanske en del nyttårsfortsett.
It is not yet late.
Det ikke for sent ennå.
To consciously.
Till och bevisst.
Intentionally.
Intentionellt.
Say, I want to create more room for him.
Sier at jeg vil skape mer rom for det.
Because when we do,
for når vi gjør det,
every other thing is added.
Så vil alt andre være inkludert.
It could be anywhere.
Det kan være hvor som helst.
It could be at any time.
Det kan være til hvilken tid som helst.
Remember that you are the temple.
Husk at du tempelet.
You are the living sacrifice.
Du det levende offret.
We are no longer in the courtyard.
Vi ikke lenger I forgården.
We are with him inside the holy of
holies.
Vi
med ham inn I det hellige av det helligste.
Get intentional to make room for him.
Så vær intentionell med å skape rom for ham.
In our hearts.
I ditt hjerte.
In our schools.
På skolen.
In our home.
I hjemmet.
In our workplaces.
På arbeidsplassen.
Just open the door.
Åpne opp døra.
Draw nearer and nearer to him in fellowship.
Dra nærmere han I fellesskap.
And I tell you what.
Og jeg forteller deg.
You will not miss any of the packages that are included.
Du vil ikke miste noe av det som inkludert.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
We have to gradually end now.
Vi trenger vi skal avslutte.
Can we be on our feet?
Kanskje vi kan stå.
Can we be on our feet as we pray?
La oss reise oss mens vi ber.
For us who are already Christians, giving our life to Christ.
For oss som allerede kristne og har gitt vårt liv til Jesus.
I am challenging us to make more room in our heart, in everywhere to accommodate more.
Så utfordrer jeg oss til å skape rom I våre hjerter slik at vi kan ta imot og huse mer.
But it could be that by chance there is someone who may not even have known him before.
Men det kan være at noen her som ikke har kjenne Jesus fra før.
Maybe you have not consciously confessed and said, "Lord Jesus, I surrender to you."
Kanskje ikke du har sagt bevisst, Jesus, jeg overgir meg, jeg tar imot deg.
The opportunity is here.
Anledningen her.
It is there always.
Den alltid der.
But you have to grab it.
Men du må ta imot den.
Just like now.
Akkurat som nå.
Maybe there's someone, whether you are here in person or joining online.
Kanskje du her personlig eller om du følger oss online.
And you know from your heart of hearts.
Og du vet I dypet av ditt hjerte.
That you have not surrendered to him.
At du har ikke gitt ditt liv til ham.
I beg of you.
Jeg ber deg.
Take opportunity of the anointing that is at work now.
Ta emot den den närvaro och den anledningen som är akkurat nu.
Do not be ashamed.
Ikke skam dig.
Be bold.
Var modig.
His word says that you have not given up the spirit of bondage again to fear.
Bibeln säger att du har inte gett oss motlöshetens ande.
The Lord has given us the spirit of boldness.
Du har gett oss en ande av frimodighet.
So if you are here today, all eyes closed as we pray.
Så låt oss, hvis du er her, så låt oss lukke øynene.
Just be bold. If you have not confessed him as Lord and Savior, can I see your hand up?
Hvis du ikke har tatt imot Jesus som din frelser ennå,
while all other eyes are closed and be praying.
Mens vi andre lukker øynene, så vil du rekke opp din hånd til ham i dag.
You see, the race to heaven is personal.
For himmelens gave, den personlig.
It is individual.
Den individuell.
It is not about the person by your side.
Det handler ikke om personen ved siden av deg.
It is not about your father, your mother, relatives or friends.
Det handler ikke om mor og far og slekt og venner.
It's all about you
det
and God.
Det handler om deg og Gud.
Make room for him now.
Om å skape rom for ham nå.
You say on the day of salvation.
Det står at på frelsens dag.
I have heard you.
Så har jeg hørt deg.
Today is the day of salvation.
I dag frelsens dag.
Now is the acceptable time.
Nå den rette tid.
Hallelujah. For you who may have raised your hand either here or online.
For deg som har løftet ditt hånd her eller online.
And we pray.
La oss be.
And you repeat after me.
Og så kan du gjenta etter meg.
Lord Jesus.
Herre Jesus.
Thank you that you died on the cross for me.
Tack att du döde på korset för mig. Tack att du döde på korset för mig.
Thank you that you surrendered your life to me.
Tack att du gav ditt liv för mig. Tack att du gav ditt liv för mig.
Thank you that you have taken my sins and shame away.
Tack att du har tagit min skuld och skam bort. Tack att du har tagit min skuld och skam bort.
Thank you that you have called me into your eternal glory by the work you finished on the cross.
Tack att du har tagit mig till dig i din härlighet genom det fullbrakta verket på korset. Tack att du har tagit mig till dig genom ditt fullbrakta verk på korset.
I believe in you now.
Jag tror på dig nu.
I surrender to you.
Jag överger mig till dig nu. Jag överger mig till dig nu.
Accept me.
Ta emot mig.
Into your presence.
I din nåde.
From today, Lord.
Fredag, Herre. Fredag, Herre.
Come into my heart.
Kom i mitt hjärta.
Be with me.
Vär med mig.
Direct me.
Led mig.
Always guide alltid. My footsteps.
Led mig alltid.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
I Jesu namn ber vi.
For the rest of us, let us open our mouth and thank God.
Resten av oss bara låt oss öppna våra hjärtan och tacka Herren.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tack Jesus.
Thank you, faithful God.
Tack, trofaste Gud.
Thank you that you are driving away all the animals and turning the tables that may have been occupying the courtyard of our lives.
Tack att du drev bort alla pengeväxlar och dyrfar för att skapa rum för oss.
Thank you for the grace for being into your presence as your temple.
Tack för nåden till att vara ditt tempel, Herre.
Thank you for dwelling inside of me.
Tack att du bor i mig.
For the grace of being an object of sacrifice to you.
Tack för nåden till att vara ett offer för dig.
Thank you for the full package that you have given unto me and mine.
Tack för att du har gett mig den fulla packen.
I ask for the grace to serve you all the days of my life.
Jag ber om nåde till att tjäna dig alla dagar i mitt liv.
The grace to have this temple as a place of worship.
Nåde till att ha detta tempel som ett sted av lovprisning.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Herre Jesus Kristus.
You said to the woman at the well.
Du sa till kvinnan vid brunnen.
You said the time is coming.
Tiden kommer.
When true worshippers.
Och de sanna tillbedare.
We no longer worship in this building or in the mountains.
Icke ska tillbe på detta fjället.
But we will worship you in truth and the spirit.
Men ska tillbe dig i ånd och i sannhet.
May you give us the grace to serve and worship you all the days of our lives.
Herre, må du ge oss nåde till att kunna tjäna dig alla dagarna i våra liv.
In this temple.
I detta tempel.
May you continue to make us the object of the sacrifice.
Herre, må du fortsatt låt oss få vara detta offer.
the grace to always make room for you.
Herre, nåde til alltid å skape rom for deg.
So that we accept the full package.
Slik at vi kan ta imot og leve I den fulle
pakken. In Jesus' name we pray.
I Jesu navn ber vi.
Amen.
Amen.
We will repeat a song we have already sung today. While we worship and sing this song, let's think about the words of the song in light of the preaching.